This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. So now we're continuing in Daf HaShavua in a very interesting subject, namely the parameters of Chalitza. The Gemara on Kuf Beis Amud Aleph had the following question. Reb Nechemiah asked Rabbah, if you have two shoes, one on top of each other, what's the halacha? So Gemara says, what's the case? If you remove the top shoe and the bottom shoe still on, well, that's not called me'al raglov. You're not taking the shoe off of the yavam's foot. You're taking the shoe from something that's on top of his foot. So Gemara says, the shaila is rather in a case where you rip the upper shoe and then remove the lower shoe. So by removing the lower shoe, in fact, you're uncovering, you are removing from directly on his foot, but the foot remains covered because the upper shoe is still there. So in other words, you rip the upper shoe, you now have access to the lower shoe, you then remove the lower shoe, but now the foot is covered by the upper shoe. So is the central ingredient that you uncover the foot, which is not present in this case because the foot will still be covered, or is the main objective to remove a shoe, which you did in this case? So the Gemara asks, "Umi ika ki hai gavna?" Does anybody actually do this? I mean, you're asking the shaila about somebody who wears two shoes. I mean, who in the right mind wears two shoes? Why are you asking such a ridiculous question? So Tosfos says a lot of interesting questions in Shas. You know, not every question in Shas is practical. Many questions are academic. So Tosfos says that the question is, would such a thing be chalitza? It should be like a shoe which is not the derech to wear that we learned earlier, you can't do chalitza with. So the Gemara says, in yeah, there is such a scenario. The Chazi Rabban al Rabbi Yehuda, the rabbi saw Rabbi Yehuda, the nafak b'chamisha zuzei muki l'shuka, that Rabbi Yehuda went out with five pairs of shoes to the marketplace. So he was wearing five thin shoes. Rashi says, kashim hain. Rabbi Yehuda was very cold. And it is a possible scenario for someone to do something like that. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yehuda, send him a Rav. Yevama shehigdila bein ha'achen. A Yevama that grew up among the brothers. Let's say a woman was married to a guy, and the guy died, and his brothers basically took care of her before they entertained the possibility of Yibam. She's permitted to marry one of the brothers, even though, well, maybe they were horsing around one day and she took off their shoe. Maybe they were playing, you know, they were wrestling and she took off their shoe. They were roughhousing and she took off the shoe. We're not worried. Maybe she removed the shoe of one of them. Why? We're not worried. Says Gemara, that implies time of dole chazina. That implies because we didn't see such a thing. We didn't see her take off one of their shoes. Ha chazina, but let's say we would have seen that in fact she did remove one of the shoes. Chashina were worried that it was a chalitza. What do you mean? Nobody had any kavana to do chalitza. They're just fooling around. Vatanya, but we learned in a braisa, bein shneskaven huvlan eskavna he, whether he was miskaven and she was not. Bein shneskaven huvlan eskavna, whether she was niskaven and he wasn't. Chalitza subsula, shneskaven ushtem, they both have to be mechaven. So why are you saying we're not worried about the chalitza, which implies that it's because we didn't see anything? But if we would have seen a chalitza, then we would have to be concerned. Even if we would see a chalitza, what are you concerned about? It requires kavana. Sorry, I'm not, what?
You need to see the spit.
That's implicit in what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that the reason is we're not worried because we didn't see anything. But if, let's say, we happen to have had... Now, we don't really remember. We don't. The Gemara in the beginning of the parak said you could use a bezin of hadyoitos. And let's say we did have bezdin and we did see the spit. it still not would not be good because nobody was mechavin. You mean, why didn't the Gemara ask? But don't you have to say psukim? And no, it wasn't like they said psukim. Elamai, they did say psukim. That's tantamount to kavana. But Aski's asking, what do you mean? We're not concerned. Of course, we're not concerned because there was no bezdin. But let's say even if there was a bezdin, it would even if there was a bezdin, it would not be good if they didn't have kavana. Battery timeout. Okay, so the Gemara is saying even if we saw them, it would not be a chalitz because nobody had kavana. Now this is a major sugya. Why do you need kavana by chalitza? What do you need kavana for? Maybe you would say, well, a mitzvah is trichas kavana, chalitza is a mitzvah. Now the Iyun Shir on Sunday was very geschmack. It happens to be whether chalitza is a mitzvah or not, or is it only something that matters you l'shuk? You know, in other words, let's say the woman doesn't plan on getting married. Is there an inyan of doing chalitza because there's a mitzvah to do chalitza? Or is it merely something that matters her l'shuk? The nafgamina would be, let's say, she's not allowed to get married. Let's say she's a katlanis, or let's say, for whatever reason, she's the wife of a melech. That's what we saw on Sunday. So some say you need kavana because mitzvah tzrichos kavana. That's not unanimously held. That mitzvah tzrichas kavana is definitely a machlokes rishonim. The mechaber paskins mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Not all rishonim paskin that way. Or do we say no? Chalitza is a form of kinyan. The woman is—it's like a get. She's koine es atzma. She's koine es atzma. She's now muteres. So if a kinyan requires kavana, but bottom line is the Gemara says you need kavana. Says Gemara hachi kamar. Af al gav the chazinon, even though we did see a chalitza, ein choyshishin shema kivnu. We're not worried. Maybe they had kavana. In other words, even if we saw a chalitza being done, we're not worried. Maybe they had kavana. We're not concerned for such a thing. Says the Gemara, ikad amri, another version. Time adoli chazina. The reason we're not concerned is we didn't see anything. Ha chazinan. But if we would see a chalitza, choyshishin. We are worried that maybe it's a valid chalitza. Ayu dekotana boy kavana. That which it says that we need kavana, meaning we're actually worried that maybe there was kavana. The Brisa says, we need to know for sure there was kavana. We know it's not enough to be suspect. That's lishtaruya ba'alma. To matter a woman to marry l'shuk, we need to know definitively there was kavana. However, to now say that this woman can no longer do yibam to the brothers because possibly she already gave them chalitza. We know once a woman did chalitza, she can no longer do yibam to the brothers. Avala achin mifsula. So in other words, the first version is, we're not concerned at all, Shema Niskavna. The second version is, we are worried, Shema Niskavna, regarding answering her to the other brothers, but not regarding permitting her Lashuk. Says the Gemara, Amar Avihud Amarav, Sandal Hatafer Bepishtan, a sandal that is sewn with linen, Ein Choltzin Bai, we do not use for Chalitza. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, va'ana'alcha tachash, and I will shoe you with tachash hide. This is a pasuk in Yechezkel. Ve'al bishcha rikma, va'ana'alcha tachash, va'ach b'sheich b'sheish, va'achasich meshi. But from the fact that it uses tachash, in reference to a shoe, we see the definition of a shoe is hide and not cloth. So a shoe that is has a interior and sewn with linen, we cannot use as chalitza. Says the Gemara, well, if you can learn out from this pasuk, we should learn out that the shoe has to be tachash hide. Ve'ema tachash in midiach v'nilay, maybe only tachash hide. Says Gemara, Na'al, na'al riba. There's an extra word, na'al, by chalitza, and that's marba, anything like tachash, namely all hide. Says Gemara, in na'al, na'al riba, if you'll call me dinami, it's marba everything. Says Gemara, imkein tachash mayanile. So then what do I do with tachash? So tachash sort of sets a parameter of the type of shoe, and the extra na'al is marba doime le tachash. Boy, mine Rabbi Elazar may Rav. Rabbi Elazar asked from Rav. Who shall are v'tar yisiyosav shall sayar? What if the shoe is hide and its straps are hair? Mahu. Now hair comes from hide, but it's not hide itself. This was the question that Rabbi Elazar asked Rav. Amar le, Rav said, Miloy karinon be va'anolcha tachash. Would that not be called, and I will shoe you with tachash? This is also considered something that comes from hide. Says Gemara, well, if hair is considered something that comes from hide, then what if the whole shoe is made out of hair? Yehachi kulay shel se'er nami. Then even if the whole shoe is made out of hair, it should be a valid shoe. Says Gemara, hahu karka mikri. No, a shoe entirely made out of hair is not considered a shoe. It's considered something called karka, kuf resh kuf aleph, not to be confused with ground. It's considered something else. Now the Gemara is going to question the whole process of chalitza. Chalitza means to remove, presumably. But the word chalatz has many other meanings in Tanakh. One example that I always look to see what the English translation of is, Ritzei v'hachalitzeinu Hashem Aleikeinu. Anybody know what the word? Or chilutz atzamais. Chayim sheyesh bahem chilutz atzamais. What in the world is chilutz atzamais? Life that Hashem removes our bones? What is that talking about? What does the word chalatz mean? It says Gemara, Amar le Rav Kahana l'Shmuel, memai dahai v'chotz analai me'au raglai mishlof. Mimai, how do you know? Dahai v'chotzanal me'ar ragloi, that which it says he will remove his shoe from upon his foot, mishlafu, it means remove. Dechsiv, like it says, v'chiltzu esu avonim b'itzaras, he'll remove the stone that has the nega. How do you know that v'chotzanaloi is a lashon of removal like b'itzaras? Ve'ema zeruzehu, maybe it means to strengthen, or to arm, or to prepare. Dechsiv, like it says, Heichol tsume yitchem anoshim latsava. Arm, prepare men for the war. And then in that case, Vichol tsanale me'agami, you'll put on a shoe. Maybe it means to put on a shoe. How do you know? It means to remove, maybe to slip off, maybe it means to prepare, and then therefore it would mean to put on a shoe. Says the Gemara, Hasam nami shlufi mi besa lekrava. There too, when it says prepare men, how are you going to prepare them? You're going to take them out of their house. You're going to remove them from the house. So there too, hechotzu is the lashon of removal. I v'haksiv gecholetz ani ba'anyai. God will support the poor man in his poverty. So there it's a lashon of support. So then applying it over here, what it mean to remove a shoe? No, it mean to put on a shoe. So Gemara says, no, there also means to remove. That through the poverty of the poor man, he's extricated from the purgatory. Beschar onyoy, as a reward for his poverty, yecholtsu midina shel gehenom, he's rescued from the from gehenom. I have a question. The Gemara in Bava Basra says that Tornus Rufus asked Rabbi Akiva, why does God make, does God love the poor? So Rabbi Akiva said, sure. So Tornus Rufus says, so why doesn't he give them something to eat? So Rabbi Akiva says, so that we could be spared from Gehenna. Why didn't Rabbi Akiva say, so the ani could be spared from Gehenna? That's what the Gemara says, and the reward that the poor man is poor, Hashem saves the poor man from Gehenna. Anyway, God encamps his angel around them. and he strengthens them, there it also is a lashon of support. So the Gemara says, no, b'schar yireyav, and as a reward for those who fear him, yecholatzim, he removes them, midina shagalhenim. So far, wherever we have chalatz, it could also be interpreted as removal. Aye, the Gemara says, Eloha dechsiv. Aye, that which it says, ve'atz moisecha yachalitz. I will strengthen your bones. V'amar Rabbi Lazar, zu me'ula shebebrachais. This is talking about the reward of saying a kind word to a poor man. And one of the rewards are that God will strengthen your bones. And Rabbi Lazar said, zu me'ula shebebrachais, that's the greatest of all the brachais. So therefore, when you say Chayim Sheishvam Chilutz Atzamais, that's the greatest bracha. So there, clearly, Chalatz does not mean removal; it means to strengthen. Va'amar Rava Zruze Garmi, strengthening the bones. So the Gemara says, "All right, you got me." In Mashmachi Mashmachi, it can mean removal; it can mean to strengthen. But here, it clearly means removal because it says V'Chalatz Nalei Me'al Ragloi Da'acha Isa Gedaitach. Zruzehu, if here you're going to think it means to strengthen, imkein lichtei rachmana v'chol tzanaloi biragloi. He will put on the shoe in his foot. So the fact is, me'al ragloi, that implies you're removing it. So no, ikas rachmana biragloi, then I would think you can only do chalitz if someone has a foot, but what if someone has a leg without a foot? Then you can't, and the Mishnah said, you're allowed to do chalitz, even if someone has something beneath the knee. So he says, Kasa Rachmana Biragloi. Have I mean a Biragloi in Bashoikaloi? On the foot, yeah, but not the leg. So therefore, Kasa Rachmana Me'au Ragloi, that even if you don't have a leg. Dafila Bashukai, says Gemara, in Kain Lichta Rachmana Bime'au Ragloi. He prepared the shoe. Not me'al, bime'al, in my me'al, ragasham no mishlafu. That implies that you removed it. Now, the moment you've all been waiting for. In the thick of Yevamos, we have a little agada to Gemara. And it's our favorite, it's very interesting, this is Ram Gamliel, we're starting Pirkei Avos this week. I have a very interesting diuk. Ram Gamliel does not appear in Pirkei Avos. He's too busy. Even the night of the Seder, he's learning halacha. Ram Gamliel, the Tosefta says, was so busy strengthening Klal Yisrael, he was not even mafsik for Kriya Shema. But yet, in this Gemara, Ram Gamliel had an opportunity to have a word with a min. And the Gemara says that Amar Leha, who mina Ram Gamliel, a certain min said to Ram Gamliel, Ama dechalatzle mari mine. You know, you're a nation that God gave you chalitza. God gave you chalitza. How are you, Rabbi Isaac? You're a nation. We're learning Yevamos Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis. You're a nation that God gave you chalitza. Why? Dechsiv b'tzoy namuv kam yechol v'agaz Hashem. With your sheep and your cattle, you'll go to see God. V'lo yimtzu, you won't find him. Chalatz mehem. He removed himself. Now, if God gave us chalitza, and he's our Yavam, then we're in big trouble, because then he can never do Yibam to us. So he's not just saying God severed his tie with us, but chalitz is more than severing a tie. Chalitz is worse than a get. You give a woman a get, you can remarry her. But if you do chalitza to a woman, so you can never take her back. Amar Leh Gamliel said, Shaita, you fool, that's what you're disturbing me for. I don't have time for you. Miksiv chalatz lehem. Does it say he gave chalitza to them? Chalatz mehem. He got chalitza from them. She's the woman. I mean, we're the woman. And God's the man. And what if a woman removed her own shoe? Would that have any bearing on the relationship she has with her Yavam? Of course not. She has to remove his shoe. So it says, chalatz lohem. He did chalitza to them. It doesn't say, chalatz lohem, he did chalitza to them. Chalatz mehem, he got chalitza from them. Vilu yivama dechotzu la'achin. A yivama that the chotzu la midi meshasha isbe. Look at Rashi. Who kibel chalitza mehem? He accepted chalitza from them. Ilu yivama the chotzi mina. Mina, a yavama, that she was removed her own shoe, there is no chshash at all. So therefore, the Jewish people tried to sever the relationship with God, but that's ineffective. There's nothing they could do. We, as the yavama, have no way to sever our ties with God on our own. It's only if He accedes to allow us to perform chalitza, but if we remove our own shoe, that's completely meaningless. Now, carrying the Gemara's analogy further, that means, in fact, God is our Yavam, and we never did chalitza. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is zakuk to us. And Reb Chaim Falaji says, the Geula Shleima is reckoned as Yibam. Not as Kedushin, not as taking back, but as Yibam.
Doesn't it make sense also from Shir Shirim that we're the male-female relationship?
Yeah, but here from this Gemara, it seems like there's an element of the Yibam relationship, you know? In other words, not only is God the groom, but He's the Yavam. Okay, the Gemara continues. Now, the Mishnah said socks, you can't do chalitza with socks. But on pilya, chalitza is pasul. If you do chalitza with socks, the chalitza is pasul. Says Gemara, lememra dan pilya minolu. You're going to say socks are not a shoe? Lememra, this comes to teach that socks are not a shoe. Utna nami, we learned furthermore, ein ha-toyrim nichnas. Now, the toyrim here is referring to taking off from the Trumas Halishka. That was, people used to donate a machzis ha-shekel to the new fund for the karbanos, and a couple times a year, the gizbar would go in and take from that fund to be able to buy karbanos. So the one who's taking from the funds, he enters, he could enter loy bepargur chapos, not with a cloak that has a hem, v'loy be'anpilya, not with socks, because either of these things he could stash away money in. Vein tzarich loymer b'minol, certainly he can't go in with shoes, v'loy be'sandal, or with a sandal, because you can't go into the Azara period with shoes or a sandal. L'fi she'ein nechnasim b'minol, v'sandal Azara, you're now to go into the Azara with shoes or a sandal. So you can't go in with socks or a long coat with a hem because you might stash away money. And you can't go with shoes or a sandal because Yistam can't go in shoes with a sandal Azara. But that implies that shoes and a sandal are shoes. Socks are not shoes. So this supports that which we see from our Mishnah. Socks are not shoes. However, Raminu asks Astira, Echad Minol, both a shoe, the sandal, the anpilya, lo yitayl behen, you cannot stroll in them on Yom Kippur when you're not to wear shoes. Lo mi bayis lebayis, not from house to house. Lo mi tumis, not from bed to bed. So that means sandals are a type of shoe. Excuse me, that socks are a type of shoe. So you have a stira. Our Mishnah indicates they're not a kind of shoe. When we say you're allowed to wear them in the Azara unless you're collecting money, that implies it's not a type of shoe. And then here it says you can't wear them on Yom Kippur because that implies it's a type of shoe. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, no, that's talking about a different kind of sock. It's talking about cushioned socks. And the reason you can't wear them on Yom Kippur is because they're too enjoyable. The Isbe Kisisi, it has cushion in it. Umisham Tainug, there you can't wear it on Yom Kippur because of enjoyment. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Who says you know how to enjoy yourself on Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is very enjoyable. First, you get a nice chazan, and he gurgles, and it's very enjoyable to listen, and people smell asroigim most of the day with besamim. There's no isser of getting tainug. Says Gemara, Malay Rav, Mishum tainug, beloy mino b'yom ha-kippur, mi esiri? For enjoyment, if something's not a shoe, it's going to be also on Yom Kippur. For Rabba Bar Rav Huna, karach sudra akari v'nofik, Rabba Rav Huna tied a handkerchief around his foot and he went out. So don't give me this idea that you can't wear the sock on Yom Kippur because it has a cushion. So what if it has a cushion? You know what kind of sock you're not wearing on Yom Kippur? A leather sock. A leather sock is a shoe. A cloth sock is not a shoe. A cloth sock, you could walk around in the mikdash, or you. And then taka, a leather sock, maybe you could do chalitza with. Hachinami Masarba, this is also logical. Diloy Temachi, if you don't say this, that we're talking about a leather sock. Kashi Yom Kippur, Yom Kippurim, I'll ask you to say Yom Kippur itself. Here we said you can't use an anpilya on Yom Kippur. But we learned elsewhere, the Tanya lo yital adam bekor da kisin b'toich beisai. You're not to walk around with a leather undershoe on Yom Kippur. Rashi says, kor da kisin is thin shoes that you wear under your shoes. It's like a galosh, a leather galosh that you wear to protect your shoes. Avo metayel hu ba'anpilin b'toich beisai. You're allowed to wear an pilin and Yom Kippur in your house. Why? Elalav shmamina that it's kanban pilshar or kanban pilshar baged shmamina. It depends what it's made out of. If it's made out of leather, you can't wear it. If it's made out of cloth, you could wear it. Tanya kvasei the Rav. We learned in a brayis in accordance with the Rava. Cholza b'minol hanifram. If you did chalitza with a shoe, hanifram, which is torn, shechoyfes roiv haregel, that covers the majority of the foot, besandal hanifchas, or a sandal that got diminished, mekabas roiv haregel, that is able to fit the majority of the foot, besandal shosha'am, a sandal of this a tough type of material, v'shal siv or bran, Bekav Hakita. Kav Hakita was some type of prosthetic foot. Bemok, a felt, hard felt shoe. Besmichas Haraglayim. Someone, Rashi says, who walks on his feet and walks on his hands and he drags his feet, we make some kind of support of leather. Banpilya shalar, all of these things, v'hachilatzis min hagadol, bein oimed, bein yoshe, bein mota, all of these things, the chalitza is kosher. Okay, we'll see the Tanya Kavaseh Be'ez Hashem more next week, but this concludes Daf Kof Beis. Thank you everybody for joining. Wishing everyone a wonderful night. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Tomorrow, Parshas Achri Mois, we're going to speak about the importance of better to be a Rasha than a hypocrite. Okay, everyone, I'm sure you'll like that topic. Kol Tov, have a great day. Good night. Rabbi?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.